Earth, the fragmental material composing part of the surface of the globe, the sphere of mortal life as distinguished from spheres of spirit life.
Welcome, family, to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your hosts. You know who it is, man. It's Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the Cosmic Force, Don the Ascended.
And Rock and Ride the God, back at you with another banger for the people.
Y'all making me feel bad, bro. I'll be thinking about these little serendipitous interests.
Nah, bro. Because Don keeps trying to show me up the last minute. I'd be like, nah, I'm waiting for this time, nigga. Go ahead.
Should have said the Honorable Horace the Pharaoh, but you know. But y'all here, we glad for y'all to be here. The team is here. This is part three of the Element Specials. The Element Specials have been doing good. We getting closer to 5.6K views. We trying to push 6,000 before the summer get closed. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you smash all the likes, the shares, the subscribes, all the good jazz. You know what I'm saying? We really put time into this podcast. We just be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Bring y'all game. You know what I mean? And so, as you read the title, this segment is Earth. The first two, you know, water, fire, earth, going through the elements. We got one more after this. But I'm feeling really good about this one, you know. This one, I feel like the acronym is probably the most confusing, but it allows for more room to dive into a lot of aspects of the conversation, you know?
You already touched on in our previous
For sure. So, Earth stands for, I'm going to try to do this without looking at it, see if I really remember it, because I was struggling just reading it sometimes. hold on.
Nah, he's right. Education.
Yeah. It's Educational Avatar Reality Training. What's the... Oh, Habitat. Yeah, there we go.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Claps,
yes, sir.
But yes, Earth stands for that exactly. I'm not going to repeat it. I don't want to mess up. But but essentially, what we're going to be talking about is what is really like an acronym that expresses what life is on Earth in a metaphysical concept, but you don't have to look at it metaphysically to really understand what we're encapsulating, right? So if anyone's familiar with like the Project Earth by BOB, it's pretty much a picture of like a flat Earth over a globe, you know, the theory of Earth being in a globe and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think what it's synonymously trying to say is not that Earth is flat or within a dome. It's essentially trying to say that what we call Earth is isolated from everything else in the universe. It's a conduit for information, and it's a place where we create avatars. So what do I mean when I say create avatars? I feel like what I'm trying to get at is, for example, us three as Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment bring life to the podcast, but individually we are Horace the Pharaoh, Rod the God, and Don the Ascendant. These are all just avatars, just names we put onto our egos, you see what I'm saying? These don't truly represent who we are or what our soul is. It's just an extension of it, so you have something to call it by. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just a label.
Simply a label, because the idea is when your soul leaves, your soul not going to be like, yeah, I'm Horace Fair. Your soul just going to be is. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the whole individualistic mindset that's inherently human. I mean, everyone feels the need to be part of the whole, but also be unique from the whole as well. I mean, that's what names are. Like, when you really think about it, this shit really just sounds that we make with cords in our throat.
No, for real, you know.
But we've given it meaning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just how we think about it.
The phonetics of it, right? And so, in this world that we have so many like names and terminologies for what we like to call Earth. Some people say everything we see as Earth is a dream, or it's the Matrix, or it's all just a falsification. But even if that is the case, the question is, what is the end goal of it? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The realm or the realm of being in this sabbatical that we call Earth, or even if you think of it as an Earth-based sabbatical, whichever way, you got to think of it that we're nothing more than simply carbon copies that are brought here to be, I guess, I'm not going to say we're brought here because we each individually choose what we go through here, right? Mm-hmm. So we intentionally break ourselves, or, you know what I'm saying? Whether we're broken in our hearts, in our thoughts, in our soul, all for whatever mission we set to put ourselves on here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the Earth-based sabbatical, however, it feels constantly like there are things, if not people, trying to lower, I guess, for lack of a better word at the moment, we can just say lower your frequency or your intuition to what your I guess you would say your divine purpose is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to put it in a literal sense, it's really when you sit down and question, is everything real? You see what I'm saying?
Or it'll make existential nights. We'll just be up at 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, bro, what is life?
And I think the best way to think of when I say Earth, when I'm thinking of, for the listener to picture how I see it, it's like when you are sitting through life, you know, a day when you're sitting through and you're just like, man, none of this stuff even real anyway, right? And then like a second later, you might be stressed out about like a bill or something you got to pay. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if this isn't real, why am I stressed about it? Why does it have real feelings attached to it? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or real concrete feeling like that drives something in you along with it.
That's facts, bro. I be thinking about life like it's just a video game. I mean, obviously, I ain't gonna just be doing no dumb stuff.
But... Homie said, I only got one life.
Yeah, all right.
I'm saying,
I'm gonna respond in this one, but when you really think about it, like, yo, I'm dead ass a character amongst an open world video game.
Yep. He said there ain't no health regen packs, boy.
What's that game we had all bought at the one time called, like, what, Life is Strange, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of like that, except this time we can't revert. Like, the parts of the episode, for y'all don't know, in the game, she gets the power after saving her friend to reverse time, so she can make choices as most other games, but this time she can't go back. So when you go through the whole game, you can reverse time. You're like, oh, yeah, I can pick this choice. And I don't like the result.
Bro, the worst moments used to be where they used to block that shit, though. You remember?
Yes, and that's us. Because remember, it was a scene from it where that girl was trying to commit suicide. And we all had picked different choices to try to convince her to step down from the ledge. And I forget, which one did she die on?
Well, I killed her, but oh, yeah. My God. But she hit the ground with conviction. I was so scared.
Because I remember it was like the last part was you have to bring up one of her family members to convince her that they love her and walk down the edge. I picked like the father, Aaron picked like the sibling, and Dardan picked the mother. And like, the mother never liked me. He jumped out like, oh shit, like that's crazy. But that's how it is in real life. Like, our choices hold more weight because we can't just reverse them back. You feel me?
Right. And it's really interesting because when I think about this Earth-based sabbatical, it's crazy because you have the own issues you deal with yourself. Then you have what we would call the societal issues, which ultimately is just ego and humanity being humans.
Projected to a larger scale.
Yeah, that puts it to a larger scale. That's even affecting how you operate in the sabbatical. Everything to like the food they engineer. Because if you think of, let's just for the sake of hypothetical, let's think of it simply as a simulation, right? Mm-hmm. And here's a great example. Have y'all ever played the powder game before? I know it's very like you. It was like a game where you could create, like, you could just play with the world around with chemicals and stuff. You got
with the cursor and like you could choose what material it was.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That used to be my shit back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. I played that.
And so, if you think of it like that, and you know how you could put a person in there, he would just be chilling.
Yeah, yo, you could just make him fight and everything. Like, you could put a regular person, or you could put a fighter.
Or then you could blow him up and nuke
hands.
Him. Right, you could just nuke him. And so, if you think of Earth as this, and say Earth is the conduit for you to ascend to the next level, then what you would call your oppressors would simply be the game server that's trying to stop you from reaching the highest level. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
At all points of life. So this is why you would experience so much nonsense or I guess these ripples, it's almost like ripples in time, right? That these little breakdowns, these barriers that we would call, and the barriers would simply be the creator adding stuff to the game to block you and see if you can get over that hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so think of it, so let's put it to an actual thing. Think about even things, we can take it to the most minute things, to the biggest things. Let's start big. Let's just say cops killing people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Serious. You can take it from that turn to think that the creator just wants you to get emotional so you can't focus on yourself to truly make change. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I've been thinking about this all the time. Like, not to sound insensitive. Obviously, I'm not going to be insensitive to this shit. But like, when you think about slavery, just in general, right? In a human perspective, that shit is crazy. But when you really think about it, from like, take a step back, it's like, yo, that's only if you're human, you know what I'm saying? If you, what's really within, like, this shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, that's wild, that's what happened with me. I'm chilling, you feel me? So it's like, I get how it affects, you know, your human experience, but there's so much more beyond that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, how can you let that deter your entire journey, you know what I'm saying? Let that become the main focal point of your emotions and all your energy. You're just going to be held back at the end of the day, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Kind of,
go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to play into, like, that's one of those scenarios where it's like, it kind of plays to the idea of ignorance is bliss. Because there are always things you can worry about, but at moments, like, in certain moments when things are more important, you can kind of, like, blind them out because they're not affecting you immediately. Like, for example, if for some reason there was no records, none of that, we would have been born to this life. We never known. Like, we would never had none of this feeling of this great injustice and plaguing of people because we would never known. It can go with, like, what's in our food supply? What's in the water supply? Like, you know, people dying here, that, and the third. Like, when you're not thinking about it, it's not perturbing you, so it's less stress. But if you at any point want to just give yourself a panic attack, you can literally just, like, pick 1,001 things to worry about, and then you, like, trigger yourself.
Yo,
that was crazy. That was crazy.
The power of the mind.
Yeah, that was crazy you said that, because this goes back to people who listen to did we talk about this in – I think we talked about this in both, but mainly water. We talked about the science of the placebo effect, right?
Yeah, which, I think that was water. Yeah.
Yeah, which I said – which I'm firm on this statement. I'm pretty sure the placebo effect is an excuse for melanin. You feel me? Because they put in melanin in AI computer chips, and that's how the AI are learning at the speed they are. They switch to computer memory chips, and they're coding them with melanin because melanin is able to absorb all the information at a higher degree, same way the melanin absorbs sunlight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it allows for the AI to process stuff faster. So if you think about what melanin is in terms of what you have here on Earth, it's your cheat code. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
It's literally your cheat code. So then you got one cheat code. You just don't stop there. You ever play GTA and look up all the crazy cheat codes you could do?
God mode? Ooh-wee. I'd just be walking around like I'm damn near Luke Cage in that bitch. Right. Like, go ahead, shoot me right in the chest. Yeah, I ain't gonna feel it.
And usually when you do one cheat code, you're just not gonna stop. Just stop at one cheat code. You wanna see all the stuff you can do with that moment. And so usually what they're trying to do on the sabbatical, upon realizing that there is a cheat code, they try to do everything to limit that cheat code, which would in turn be your melanin, right? Think about all the ways they try to calcify and destroy the melanin from the inside without. Sure, but see, this is where it becomes a double-edged sword. So sure, you have people in the game trying to destroy your experience on Earth, even if you're trying. But then this also goes to the understanding that Earth is just one level of the game or one aspect of the game, because you're still focused on what the creator or the so-called, I guess, the enemies in your game are focused on. Then instead of think about what the creator is or the creator is doing, since you are the creator of your own game, you can just elevate beyond worrying about what the enemy is doing. A great example, you've ever played a game and you know when you see enemies and usually you fight them, but when you get to a certain level, you just run past them.
Yeah, because it's like they're so low level. It's like, you know, I don't get nothing from this anymore. Like, when you level one, you're getting your ass dropped. But
yeah, it's so beneath you now. It has no relevance to you. It doesn't affect your outcome in the game. If you think of Earth as like that, it's levels to it, which is a shorter expression for what we are talking about in terms of consciousness, right? There's levels to consciousness. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is a concept that is so hard to understand, because now we live in a time where you have consciousness is seen as something that it just is. You don't have to prove to no one you're conscious, because if you know you're conscious, you don't have to speak. It's the same way people say, man, I'm a king, I'm a god. You don't have to say it if you live by that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you can say it validation. You can say it as an affirmation for yourself. There's no problem for that. But no one should have to tell you you're a god to make you feel like you're a god, if that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it like this. No one tells Thor he's a god. You feel me? Thor knows I'm a god, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I honestly think he said that line in the movie more than other people have called him a god. Bro, just be saying that shit. I am a god.
Oh, yeah. You feel me?
But isn't that kind of crazy how, like, a place in the human experience, how we're kind of, like, subconsciously, like, how do I afford this? You're subconsciously playing yourself down, kind of. Because, yes. think about these characters. Thor, the Prince of Asgard, Superman, Hercules from the Disney movie. Like, these are beings with divine power. There's nothing stopping them from going to the capital or the ruler of the world, breaking on the door and saying, I'm the captain now or some shit. But they're literally playing down to experience what it's like to be one of just everybody else. You feel me?
Oh, man. This shit going crazy right now. Because if you think about it like that, it also shows the whole purpose of why we come down here. You're missing something. Think about it like this. Ooh. Think about, like, which Thor? We might see this in the upcoming Thor movie, but I want to say we kind of saw this in a little bit of Thor 3 as well, like where he was trying to find himself for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because he kind of, like, it's like Thor kind of, like, lost it. When Thor first carried down Earth, he was fully arrogant. Like, he was all in his godhood. Like, he said, no, I'm a god. All this beneath me. But that's why when his pops took his powers away, that's when he kind of, like, put things in perspective.
Right? He became human. So he had to be, that's just occultism and science 101. It's telling you have to remember that you are a god, because when you come down to this reality, you strip yourself of all your memories and everything, because you have to reevaluate yourself, because you came here to learn a lesson. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything you put yourself through in this earth-based sabbatical is to help yourself when you leave this realm, if you so choose to leave, because everybody's path is different, which is why I no longer judge. You would be surprised at what someone's true goal is here. Maybe this person has been here 2 times and has left, but chose to came back for whatever reason. That's none of your business. You feel what I'm saying? Somebody mm-hmm. came here probably to do absolutely nothing. Somebody probably came here to play games, and you might be criticized like you're not doing nothing. You don't know this person's journey. And sure, that gets to a very touchy topic, but why? Is it because the social constructs of this reality has created that? Mm-hmm. Or creating that to empower yourself. You see what I'm saying? Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's almost like an endless loop in how you can think about it. You see what I'm saying? See how we're going from tangent to tangent to tangent to tangent? It's endless, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a multiverse of thoughts. It's never ending. And so you can put yourself literally in whatever perspective you see yourself. Actually, I've been thinking, I'm not going to say I've created a theory, but I've been trying to understand what the concept of the multiverse was. No Doctor Strange 2, that was trash. No offense. I just didn't. I'm sorry. I don't know what that was. If you know me, you know I'm an avid comic book reader. I have hundreds on hundreds of comics. I don't know what that was. If you look for any gems metaphysically in that movie, I thought you ain't find nothing. You feel me?
I came to the party for the action and the horror, but I was
I couldn't. This the way we broke down Eternals, we can't break that. So I'm sorry. You're not going to. It's not possible.
Outside the tangent from like the whole thing about your dreams and different reality, that's the only thing I even partly metaphysical. Outside of that, nah.
Right. But that is actually the part that I kind of will focus on, because that is real to an actual extent. So the idea that you dreamed of it doesn't necessarily mean there's another multiverse of you doing that. It's more so like, there's a version of you inside that already has that knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's merely you take upon, you just tap into that version of you that knows it. For example, say one day you watching a forklift driver and you like, yo, I kind of know how to do that. Then you take the time to research it, and then you become that version of yourself, that variant of yourself. You don't actually have to travel a multiverse. It's more like, you've already are capable of doing X, Y, and Z. That's why you were You see what I'm saying?
You mean like if it just came naturally, something like that?
It's natural, but it's not. Okay, I'm trying to think of an example for myself that explains it very cohesively. When the theory I'm trying to come up with the multiverse is, yes, there it might not be an actual physical another version of you, but you might, or it might. So we live in a time where both multiple truths are true at the same time. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Never outrule a question or an answer just because you don't think it's true, because it might just be. But the way I've become to think about the multiverse is like, you are already all the variants. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to dimension hop like they was in Doctor Strange 2 to get to that variant. Because a version of you has done it, you can do it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So say a version of me is, let's just say a version of me is an NBA player. I don't have to go to that universe or kill that version of me and go take it. Because that version of me exists, it exists multiversally in all four, because the consciousness is just a hive mind, right? So wouldn't all variants of you be connected to that hive mind? You have to do is pull from that pool. This is what we say in the Dark Matter Think Tank. How, like, when I told, and this relates to the Dark Matter Think Tank. If you know about the episode, you're a real one. You feel me? That was like first season stuff right there. And dominance hierarchy. And those two things relate to it, because Dark Matter Think Tank was just that collective energy of consciousness, right? And so the hive mind would be the in dominance hierarchy. When I told y'all how, like, the monkeys from a whole nother side of the country learned something that they only taught one group of monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so. If you think about the theory of the multiverse like that, you can pull from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A version of you owns a CDL license and drives a truck, and you just chilling. I don't know. Maybe you're in college for business or something. You can tap into that knowledge just because there is a version of you that does that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You pull from that hive mind, right? And we've seen this in Eternals too. What was that? Remember that little band they had when they was all linking their heads or whatever?
The circle? Yeah.
That represented that too. It's also in a comics called The Hive Mind, where all the Eternals would go jump. They would literally become like a giant head, bro. And so like a giant space head.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And so they will all collect, they will all fly to the source and combine, and now they're considered the Unimind, which is what you also saw in the movie. But if you think of multiversal theory, when you're in this Earth-based sabbatical, you're not limited. The only limitation you have is thinking that it's contained. You see what I'm saying? Though there are barriers to this reality, but you are still able to expand beyond them. And I think, I forget which episode we expressed this in. We was talking about, it might have been the astrodynamics one or something. When I said, like, how the soul lives on more than one plane or on all three planes simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Because the physical body can't go past Earth. The spirit can't go past the astral realm. And the soul can go through all three. So it can go to that and beyond, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the sabbatical is just simply limited to the human body, because it doesn't matter once you leave. So if you want to talk more, it could be a version of you that's conscious in another reality, and all you got to do is pull from the consciousness. How do we know that's not what we've been doing to begin with? It's like deja vu, right? You probably seen it, because a version of you was like, man, this man's looking stupid over here. Let me give him a little hint, because he's been on there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. That shit. You're like, was I here? This is not happening already?
He's like, but I know I'm not tripping. Like, this shit looks very familiar.
And usually when it's deja vu, I will recall every moment up to one thing, and I'd be like, what changed to make that happen, right?
Bro, you know what's crazy, though? When I be having deja vu, it be a shit that I dreamed, like, a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like a month ago, you know what I'm saying? But
it feels like you just seen that yesterday when you see it in real time.
Yeah, when you see it in real time, it's like I can instantly, you know, lock into it. No matter how long it's been, that's like, I know I drunk it before.
And when I have those type of things in the sabbatical, it's not even like a real dream. It's just like a snippet, like a good 5 seconds, and I wake up, but I've already had the full download of almost a full dream. I don't know how to explain it. It's like when I wake up, I don't remember it until I'm in that moment. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess Well, see, now we're getting too much into time. I don't want to deviate too much. I was about to hit the nerd. The nerd about to fully come out. But wholesomely, when we're talking about Earth and the sabbatical, essentially all we said is that the only thing that can limit you here is you. Though you still have to take into the factors the things that are being done to try to limit you in all ways. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Actually, I was listening to a song that kind of describes Earth well. It's a song by B.O.B. If you didn't know, this kind of this whole little element thing is kind of provoked. Not provoked, the wrong choice of words, but inspired because of his thing. It's a song called Earthquake. It's about like 6 minutes. You know what I'm talking about? And it pretty much encompasses everything that relates to the sabbatical. You know what I'm saying?
Was that the one that started like Born in the Composition? That was that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Got you.
And were you about to say something?
No, I was just trying to make sure that's the right song I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yeah. And in that song, you essentially get a synopsis of everything that you would experience in the sabbatical. And when you hear everything you think about, you would think like, dang, this place sucks, right? So now you're trapped here mentally, consciously, physically. You're being weighed down by the humanity of it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're simply becoming part of the sabbatical because you, I guess... are letting, well, just of course, just letting the humanity bring you down, because the humanity, though it's a byproduct of the sabbatical, right? It's a byproduct of what we call Earth, because let's think of Earth simply as a containment home or a habitat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just entice the what they call the flat Earth theory and all that, but entice that it is just a capsule. How do we know it's not something bigger just like looking down and just like, man, that motherfucker's crazy down there. You know what I'm saying?
Like somebody playing Sims in this bitch with like 6.5 million on some shit.
What? Don't we play Sims? You see what I'm saying? Don't we play Sims? Who to say your Sims not playing Sims when the Sims game is off?
Hey, bro. Yeah.
Because you controlling them. What's the difference to say we're not controlling them? I'm going to start pulling references out the ass right now. You ever seen that episode of Adventure Time? If you're over 30 and you're listening, you probably won't get the reference. I'm sorry. But, if you ever watched the episode of Adventure Time where he like gets a bag of goodies and it's all the people like in the world, like okay, it's
Wait, Finn, I you know Finn starting to ring a bell,
and he dumped the bag out and it's like a mini Finn, a mini Princess Bubblegum, a mini Jake, a mini Lady Rainicorn, and he starts like messing up their lives,
but like voodoo dolls.
Yeah, they're like, y'all never seen that episode? They're like small.
It's probably been a long ass time. That's all.
So he'll like, y'all remember he was like shaking them just so they could see him on his plane. He was like messing up the people's lives in that world, but they didn't know that he was the hand doing it. They just thought stuff was happening.
Mm.
So like,
I feel like I'm actually remembering this episode. So like, though. Wasn't there one point he like looked in one of their windows with his big ass eye?
Yeah, exactly. And so what happened was, for example, Jake, he's married to this one character in the show. But since he had these miniature versions of him, he took his spouse and like made him go out with another character. And so, you know what I'm saying? But the little versions of them couldn't realize that they were being played. They just thought stuff was happening. So they would be hurt and affected by everything that's going on in that enclosed space until he picked up the figures and he would shake them at a certain frequency so he could see them or it could see them. And funny enough, to the little miniature versions of themselves, they could only pick up the frequency of the real version in like the sky, like a sky daddy. You know what I'm saying? The same shit that you would call God, you know, the sky daddy in the sky. Mm-hmm. Here's your good nigger sticker. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so he could only communicate with them, but when he's not communicating with them, he's still controlling their every move like a puppet. But they have they don't think nothing's happening. They just think it's just life going on to them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They wouldn't know that they're being controlled or someone's messing with their life. They're literally just moving through life. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yet everything's being controlled by them, but they would have no notice. And it takes someone of consciousness to truly wake up and go like, yo, something wrong. But it's more than just saying something's wrong, eating your fruits and vegetables, because that's not gonna get you out of the sabbatical. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No matter how many dishes you make with cauliflower, that's not gonna It's not gonna get your kundalini up. You know what I'm saying? To escape the sabbatical means you have to escape the dome itself, right? The dome is a metaphorical aspect. If you look at, funny enough, when you look at almost every ancient civilization's depiction of Earth, you would find it very funny that it would either be a tree or a flat surface. Not to say the world is flat, but it's essentially understanding that this is just the realm. You know, so like I think the Mayans got it like Earth upside down or something. I know the Norse people had it in a tree, which is where you get the stories of like Ratatoskr. So it's like Earth is on a tree and it's like encapsulated. And at the top, it's like all the branches and everything, our whole world, right? That's how you would get the stories of like Ratatoskr. You know what I'm saying? And Ratatoskr was just like in Norse mythology, Ratatoskr was like what? Like the squirrel of life?
Like he's the guardian of the tree of life, bro.
Yeah, he's like, he plows his sacred nut into the ground.
Yeah, that nigga planted that bitch, and now here we are. That's exactly how it is.
And again, as we said, there's no such thing as coincidences. Is that the right word?
Yeah. Coincidences are accidents. What are we talking about?
Okay. So, like I said, you see all these same things throughout all different civilizations, even the Norse, the Sumerians, the Mesopotamians, the Arabs, the Kemets, everybody. It's no such thing as a coincidence at this point. It's clearly to emphasize that we know what we are looking at, right? To me, it doesn't make sense in this day and age to, I guess, denote anything as ancient is primitive when we still cannot recreate half the stuff that they created. You feel me?
I'm saying, when you look at like how technology has changed from like grade school to like where you are now and stuff, you've seen technology jump then. Tell me how they're doing all these amazing feats back then. They were working with like sticks and stones, literally. So we sitting here like they were on some other stuff, like they were tapped in all the way.
Well, I think it's because I think what really pushes the envelope, this will really help with the earth, understanding the earth concept too, is like when a lot of things, I think when you think of science, you think of there being limits to science, especially like early science, like when the pilgrims started like being, I guess, the forefront of science, they'd be like, oh, you can't do that. There's no way of that. You see what I'm saying? Until someone did it. You feel me?
The enlightenment, basically.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say enlightenment, but for like just believing that, okay, it's like when a scientist says that's impossible, but then someone finds a way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like at some point, a car was seen as like, what? There's no such thing as, oh, you crazy. Now there's cars everywhere. Then you got someone saying, well, I can make a car run on just electricity. They're like, bro, you crazy. There's only like, well, I can make it just go off of water. They're like, bro, you stupid. You know what I'm saying? But it keeps accelerating.
That's good. Like that. They done got.
Go ahead.
I was about to get into the like, idea, like, First, humanity had to get past those steps of like everything was happened by like higher power and started putting more power into like what they understand. Because at first, you know, you fuck around and make some cure for some. You're a witch back in the day. You feel me? You're getting stoned to death. Like,
right.
First, you're a witch. Then you're going against God. Then you're a weirdo. Then you're an outcast. But then when stuff start clicking, like, oh, head on. These guys are doing stuff that actually pushes society and whatnot. It's like, okay, maybe he has some there. And then people just jumped on the bandwagon after that. So,
right. So put like the concepts of science that we base our on this earth-based sabbatical, and now put it with the idea of correspondence and as above, so below. Everything has a polar. Well, think of it just think more about the law of polarity. Everything has an opposite. If there's one, there's the other. So why do you think scientists are trying to understand if we have matter, there's such thing as antimatter, right? And as you know, you have plenty of scientists and astrologists who pretty much say there's no such thing. But we know there has to be. You feel what I'm saying? This is why there's so many experiments with things like antimagnetism. Because if you have magnetism, due to that law, you have to have antimagnetism. You feel me?
It's just
same thing with gravity
around, but yeah, makes sense. But it's just like it's kind of confusing.
But these are actual things that have been done. Like you have gravity, you have anti-gravity, right?
Yeah.
And we proved that. I mean, you have people in the International Space Station floating. You feel me? So that proves. Mm-hmm. But these are all things that you might think is simply it stops at the Earth-based sabbatical because you're telling yourself, oh, well, they said that's true here. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness comes from the upheaval of everything. I like to tell people, unlearn everything and relearn everything. If you can just scrub your brain real quick, you feel me?
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. become a student of everything. Watch how everything changes and unfolds before you, right?
And then also, it's like, from the experience standpoint on this little training facility of ours, it's like, it all doesn't that also kind of like breed like interest or like energy into what you're doing? Because we've all been to that point of a game, if you like, you max it out, you go back to maybe the starting part of it and you're like, it's boring at this point. Because I just recently bought Spider-Man, bro, and I did the plus part where like you keep all your skills and powers from your max level. You start from game one. When I tell you, I dropped Kingpin immediately. Like, it was like, I wasn't even dodging. You know, I like dodge, kill. Okay. And now I stopped playing because, like, it's boring. The first time it was fun because I didn't know much. I was learning. But after that, it's like it lost its value to me.
But maybe, and this is what I think, maybe you have to just rewire how you think about it to an extent. By telling yourself, well, maybe there is more. You think about it like this. You ever go back to the beginning of the game and see something you missed? Now you have such
an interest.
Like, yo, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
What did I miss there? Or even going back and putting stuff on a harder difficulty, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever play a game easy and then mid-game throw that junk to the hardest junk and now you get in one shot?
Got my ass beat by the damn, not clansman. What is it called? The damn bodyguards. I'm like, ain't no fucking way, bro. I ain't even get to the boss.
I think to really, I guess, because again, everything we do here is just to create an avatar. Everything you go through creates an avatar. And it's almost like, what do you learn from this avatar? What did you learn from this avatar through this experience to level you up? Some people didn't learn anything and they got to come back and do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or some people chose to come back here and do it again because everything is already predetermined. It's pre-written. You know, we've seen that in Loki, right? Kang sitting at the end talking about some, oh, I don't know what happened next. You feel me?
Yeah, he said, Aerie said, damn, I kind of lied. I knew everything except up to this point. So, yep, it's kind of whatever goes from here. I like, damn.
Right? But everything is pre-written until it isn't. And which also, like I said, shows that there's a duality. If everything is written, it's also unwritten at the same time, which means in real time, you can change your future. But you're still have art as you're changing it, it's still writing itself. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Wait, repeat one more time.
No, that doesn't make sense, but yeah, repeat.
Like if you can change your future at any point, but as you're changing it, it's still written. You feel me? You changing your future is being written, like, and at this point, he changes his future, and it now becomes, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just time, isn't it? Like, it's like malleable. Like, as you do things, it's gonna impact. You don't know your future, so you don't. It's not like you know. You don't know the end. You don't know the end of the chapter yet. So as you going through, it's like maybe that was always supposed to end. Like, you don't know if you went off path or not. So it's like, right, unless you could just jump. But hey,
but even then, that's the uniqueness of the Earth-based sabbatical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's surmise every element so far and kind of try to put one cohesive story. You have water, where you realize that you are really the enemy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have fire, where you have false idols, ruined egos. And you go to earth, where you have, oh man, messing up again. Educational avatar. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to let you hold it on. Go ahead.
Educational avatar, reality, training habitat.
Right? So put those
things together. Yes, sir.
So put those three together now. You're in this habitat, right? The only thing that's mm-hmm. stopping you from getting out of this habitat is you. But mm-hmm. you are being led down a path where you're letting false idols ruin the egos, which only leads to you becoming what you would say more human, right?
Mm-hmm.
To become a you now you became an NPC. You feel me?
Gotcha.
You no longer a real player. You're just a non-playable character. You playing yourself and you don't even know it. You feel me?
Gotcha. I'm with you.
And you can kind of put this existential look on yourself. If you've ever, I don't know if you've ever done it. If you ever just walk somewhere, just been walking down the street and then like put yourself in third person. Like, yo, why I look right there? Or why I do this? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've done that before. One time I just got stuck looking at my hand, and I was like, man, what is this? Like, this is really a hand. What is a hand?
Right.
What is this, these protruding sticks off this disc of meat? Like, this shit is weird.
I'm going to say protruding meat.
But on that note, I feel like we really had fun. I know I had fun on this topic. I felt like it was, I felt like it leads to so many tangents.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of talk about it every day. But all the tangents kind of go back about what makes Earth, Earth, and what essentially is Earth. You feel me?
Yeah. We had like five references in the first 5 minutes. Like, oh, like, damn.
But on that note, you guys know the drill. Y'all know how we do this.
Yeah. From okay, wait. From that, man, what's the lotto? Okay. From men to kings.
And from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Fair Entertainment. Peace, family.
Man, howdy. 10 toes down.